99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand. The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show is on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, 5:36. Good morning, Kelly K.
Hello.
We are staying safe, sanitized, and quarantined from you. So there you go. I'm getting my hand sanitizer on. So, yeah, we're all good.
Okay, me too.
Hey, so I was in for a rude awakening this morning. I had made over the weekend, actually on Monday. It was my daughter Zoe's birthday, right? And so she had requested blueberry pancakes. So I made some big batch of blueberry pancakes for her birthday, right?
Good stuff.
So this morning I was like, you know, we had some left over. I was like, man, I'm going to grab me a couple of those leftover blueberry pancakes.
Were they already made or was it the batter?
No. I had already made them.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. So the only thing was, we had stored it in like a, you know, like maybe like a ceramic pancake sort of holder type of thing.
Okay.
And when I go to open it up, there were about 1,000 ants in there. And so I was like, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm not going to deal with that.
Oh, wow.
And so I just closed the lid, said, you guys party on, and I left.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to let my... I'm going to let my wife figure that one out.
In the pancakes.
Yeah, I'm going to let my wife figure that one out.
Oh, wow. Are you going to text her a warning? Would she check her phone before she checks the pancakes?
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know.
Right. Didn't write a note.
No.
Why would you?
No.
Oh, my God.
No, I was just like, too early to deal with this.
So were they sitting on the counter in this container?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I put them in the fridge. And I'm like... leaving food. Now, I'll wrap up in saran wrap.
We would put it in a Ziploc bag or something like that and store them. But, you know, we just had them in the ceramic pancake thing. Never been an issue before.
And that is how you found out you have ants.
And that's, yeah.
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 You got to call.
And I was like, you know what? They enjoyed those blueberry pancakes just as much as we did.
Delicious.
So,
are the exterminators, are they essential? Are they still open?
I don't know. I mean, we have ant traps, so I mean, we can lay some down.
Ant traps.
Yeah, those little things. Yeah, so we can lay those down if need be. But
there are a gazillion ants.
Yeah, well, when there's one, there's a billion of them.
Right.
So you know, whenever you see one,
do the traps work?
I don't know. We haven't tried them yet.
All right, great.
Yeah.
Well.
But like I said,
call a guy. I got a guy.
That is a.
If you need to call a guy.
That is not a job for me right now.
No, it's not. Clearly, you walked away from that situation.
I did. I was like, you know what? I'm going to let you guys party. Sorry for disturbing you.
Uh-huh.
And I am not going to enjoy some blueberry pancakes this morning. So, yeah.
that kind of sight would be difficult to get out of my brain. Then I would think from that point on, there are always ants in my blueberry pancakes.
Well, you know.
That kind of thing traumatizes you.
I did have the thought, because most of them were just kind of around the ceramic tin, like inside, and I didn't, I had the thought, the fleeting thought of, you know, I could just probably just...
brush it off?
Inspect a couple of them.
Oh, my God.
You know, they're not going to eat much.
Thank God. Thank God you didn't, sir. If you start eating ant pancakes,
right,
we might be done here.
Right. I mean, I had the fleeting thought, you know, in my brain at, you know, 3:45 in the morning.
That one looks like it wasn't touched that much.
Of you know, just like picking it up, kind of brushing off the ants,
looking
at it. And going, you know what? That one's fine.
No, sir.
I didn't end up doing that. Didn't end up doing that.
No, sir. Because what if the ants made bathroom on your pancakes?
I mean, they probably do. How
I would have to imagine they make bathroom.
Yeah.
If they eat, they make bathroom.
Sure.
That's how nature is supposed to work.
That's how nature works.
Doesn't
just absorb into their exoskeleton.
Yeah.
So
don't start eating ant pancakes, sir.
Well, I didn't.
Thank you.
I didn't.
Don't even
I
allow
had the
your
fleeting
no,
thought.
Don't even go there. Don't even allow yourself
but it's a
the
shame.
Fleeting thought.
It's a shame because they were good blueberry pancakes, too.
They
I
were
was
delicious.
Going to toss a couple of those in the toaster oven and be like, yeah, and put a little butter on them and be
we
like, all right.
The magic.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm
absolutely.
So sad.
I'm not
going
to be able
you.
To do that. Well, you know, hopefully my wife discovers it before she.
That's gives great.
Gives any to my kids.
She may be too tired that she just kind of like
I don't
doesn't
see...
even notice and just puts them on the plate and. Bon appetit.
I don't see how that is possible.
Send her a text.
With
just in case. Please.
Hey, careful. There may be...
Cover your bases.
You may disturb an ant party in the pancake.
That's the text that we sent. Something. Just give her a little forewarning.
All right.
Just in case. Because I feel as though if she finds out you knew about the ant party, didn't tell her, she's too sleepy to notice, eat some ant pancakes, she's going to be angry.
Yeah, I mean, if we ingest the ant pancakes as a family, then I think that then that's probably a conversation.
Even if I take a bite, I'd be mad. So let's just cover our bases.
But they were good pancakes.
I bet they were.
I mean, what?
I bet they were.
How do you weigh it?
Not worth it.
You weigh it. How hungry are you?
I'm going to solve that for you. Worth it.
All right.
Let's not eat the ant pancakes.
All right. Well, today on the show, we got
that
Florida.
That concludes family counseling.
Thank you. Got Florida on the show. We've got some good panda news on the show.
That's great.
We've got a special dog holiday to celebrate.
Wow.
Craigslist quarantine connections.
Sure.
On the way.
Because you got to find love even in these lonely, lonely, isolated times.
Right, right. So a lot of stuff to get to here on the show this morning. Man, and then we got to get to this weird Tracy Morgan Today Show interview.
Okay.
Have you heard it?
Well, I've been here. I saw the weird Lady Gaga interview, and I feel that...
No, we're talking about Tracy Morgan.
Sure. Yeah. But just speaking weird interviews in general... I'm not on board with this whole late night shows at home thing anymore. They're just awkward. Like watching the interviews with no audience interaction is just cringy.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine the Tracy Morgan situation.
Well, Tracy Morgan is, we've had him on the show a couple times.
Interesting.
So he's a comedian.
Yeah.
And that's what he does.
Okay.
So, small examples of what not to do, and we go to Florida for this story. If you can manage to make it through the day without, getting so fed up with your spouse during quarantine, you attack them with a can of SpaghettiOs, you're doing okay.
That's not what those are for.
Nope, definitely not. They're for eating. And that's, though, what happened when Miranda, she got a little bit upset, and
we don't know why they were fighting.
He was outside. He was lounging outside. She struck him in the head with a 15.6-ounce metal can of SpaghettiOs that was in a plastic bag.
He was being too lazy.
Maybe
housework. Maybe.
Yeah.
Don't know.
So, anyways, again, these are trying times.
They are.
You know, you can speak to people. You can work things out.
You can have a strongly worded conversation, even.
You can. Uh-huh. You can. But using SpaghettiOs, other than their intention of actually opening and eating.
Did they have the meatballs in there?
I don't know.
Those are the best.
Are they?
And the fun shapes. I like the fun shapes. We've got the princess ones.
Okay.
We got the Star Wars ones.
There you go.
The ABCs 1, 2, 3.
Doesn't exactly say. It just says it was a 15.6-ounce can of SpaghettiOs.
Now I'm really hungry, though.
Anyways.
That's what I'm getting out of the story.
Miranda arrested for aggravated battery. So that is not what we do.
No.
All right.
That is going to give you a heap of trouble that you don't want.
Yep. That's Setting the Bar in Florida making the show.
Indiana equipment.
All right. Get Kentucky into the website.
Oh, good Lord. I hope you can spell Kentucky. K-E-N-T-U-C-K-Y.
There you go.
Did I do it?
Yeah, I think you did it.
All right.
All right, get that into the website at WDGX.com. Click win, and you could be $1,000 richer by the end of the day. Kentucky. Pretty simple.
Yeah.
K-N-T-U-C-K-Y. Get that in. WDJX.com. And you can be a winner. All right. Feel good. Do them every single hour throughout the morning. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
Is it too early to talk about pizza?
I don't think so.
Free pizza?
I'm ready for it now.
I mean, Domino's is giving away 10 million slices of pizza to keep communities across U.S. fed during this pandemic. Now, they're aiming to donate the food to help keep hospitals and medical centers fed during the crisis, which is obviously pretty important.
Yeah.
They also plan on helping out school kids, health departments, grocery store workers, and others in need. So I think that's a great idea. And I got to be honest, I love me some Domino's.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready for it now.
Have you tried the little Parmesan bites? Delicious. I could eat like a whole thing by myself.
All right.
Just saying, I'm going to slap it a feel-good
Not even
sticker
judging
on that.
That.
Yep.
All right.
Feel good, feel good, feel good.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7, DJX, 616. Again, get the word Kentucky, Kentucky, into the website at WDJX.com. And you could be $1,000 richer by the end of the day, just like Jean McCabe did yesterday. She picked up $1,000 in Kentucky in a cash relief. So it could be you. All right. So WDJX.com, get the word Kentucky in. Brought to you by Southern Indiana Equipment on 99.7. DJX. Coming up next, I got to play for you this interview that Hoda did with Tracy Morgan. Uh-huh. You know, we've talked to Tracy Morgan on the phone, I think a couple times throughout
the
years.
He's been in studio before too, right?
I want to say you're right. Yeah. And so Tracy Morgan's been, you know, on the show several times, and he is just, I mean, he's a comedian. He's a little bit off the wall. And, you know, remember, he was in the news and off, like, off the grid for a while because uh-huh. of a pretty serious accident that he yes. was in a couple years ago. And he's kind of back and everything. And so he's doing kind of the circuit and stuff. And he was on the Today Show being interviewed by Hoda. And it just kind of
got weird.
A little bit.
All right.
A little bit. Got that for you coming up here next. Post Malone first, 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. We're streaming thebenandkellyshow.com, or you can always get us on your Alexa device or Siri. Just ask to play 99.7 DJX, and you got us there. You got podcasts, you got live radio, all that. Today's show, Hoda interviewed Tracy Morgan, comedian, right? And just kind of updating her on what life has been like at his household. You know, in quarantine, obviously New York, one of the hardest cities hit in the United States. With the coronavirus cases and even fatalities surrounding it.
Oh, well, me and my wife been quarantining here for like 3 weeks, so she's pregnant 3 times. Every week she got pregnant.
That's how it starts out.
Did Hoda react like me?
Okay.
We're role-playing a lot now.
Oh, God. Oh, wow.
And Hoda is just
Tracy,
like a deer.
This is Hoda Kotb.
Hoda is like a deer caught in a headlight.
This is the Today Show. It's not the Tonight Show.
We're role playing. She's playing a young maiden whose grandfather was infected with coronavirus. Oh, and I'm the scientist who discovered the cure.
She wants to get out of this so bad. Oh my gosh, she wants to get out of this.
Now, Tracy Morgan, he is going down a road where he's like, we're role playing. My wife's a young maiden who's contracted coronavirus, and I'm the scientist who's found the discovery.
And she'll do anything to save her grandfather's life.
Stop trying.
Well, you are a creative one.
So then,
that's not right.
You know how there was a tiger in the Bronx Zoo that was tested positive for COVID-19. So
a tiger.
So
wow.
Tracy Morgan was like, you know what? I'm not taking any chances.
I was just watching the show. Eat this tiger and the Bronx Zoo got me scared. So I'm going to get all my pets tested.
All right. So he's going to get his pets tested as
Great.
Well.
Yeah.
I'm getting my sharks tested.
His sharks.
Sharks.
I'm getting my moray eel tested.
His moray eel.
I just bought a 600-pound silverback gorilla.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to take him down to New York Presbyterian and get him tested.
Okay, why, who, and why? Who booked Tracy Morgan?
Listen.
On the Today Show.
You got it. You
why
gotta,
did they talk to Tracy?
You got to think, though.
Was that, he promoting anything?
That content is probably better than half the stuff that even, like, the late-night shows are putting on.
It's been pretty lackluster. Yeah. To be honest.
Tracy Morgan. Out the gate. How are you and your wife handling it?
Oh, well, me and my wife been quarantining here for like 3 weeks, so she's pregnant 3 times.
Oh, poor Hoda.
Oh, man. That's good stuff there.
Okay, so Hoda probably had a strongly worded telephone conversation with someone after that saying, what? Why?
We'll retweet that on Twitter. You can see the awkwardness. It's kind of funny. @Ben and Kelly Show.
Hey, what's up? This is Tracy Morgan. from 30 Rock, and you're listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K. Check us out every morning on 99.7 DJX.
You're listening to the Ben Davis and the Kelly K.
Yeah,
the
99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K. Show. Again, the word Kentucky, Kentucky. Get that into the website at WDJX.com, and you can be $1,000 richer by the end of the day. It's a little Kentucky and a cash relief here on 99.7 DJX. Let me play a little audio clip of Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau talking about wearing a face mask and see if it has the effect on you that it had on a lot of other people. Can I do that?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
If people want to wear a mask, that is okay. It protects others more than it protects you because it prevents you from breathing or speaking moistly on them.
Speaking moistly.
Listen, moist in and of itself is one of the words, one of my words, one of my trigger words. If you put moistly, that makes it worse.
Immediately after he said it, he realized what he said.
Uh-huh. Oh, what a terrible image.
what a terrible image.
Uh-huh. Thank you. It's like nails on a chalkboard. I cannot.
Moistly on them.
Uh-huh. Speaking moistly.
Uh-huh. Ew. Ew.
That is funny.
Ew. All right.
So that's Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau speaking off the cuff about the benefits of wearing a face mask there. 99.7
DJX. Thank you. Saying
he speaks moistly.
So protect yourself. You tend to speak moistly.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Coming up next, it is a phone tap. And, you know, hey, everybody's trying to work from home. Everybody's trying to figure out how to telecommute and work from their living room or dining room or wherever they may be. You know, that's the case for insurance professionals as well.
Just give me your damn name, please. What is your name? What is your last name?
He was getting testy.
Tom
was getting testy.
Tom was getting testy. Well, Tom, your time to shine coming up here next with your phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Is get it.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So I got a message from Jack. It says my buddy Tom's an insurance salesman. He's been trying to work from home these past 3 weeks.
I get it.
You know?
I get it.
He's a great guy. Never uses any social media.
All right.
And he has a real problem with people who waste time.
Perfect for us.
I would love it if you guys come up with a phone tap for his birthday.
All right. Well, welcome Tom to your phone tap.
Thank you for calling Church. This is Tom. How can I help you?
Hi. Good morning. Is Tom?
Yes, this is Tom speaking. How can I help you?
Oh, hi, Tom. It's William Hassenpepper. I forgot to pay my premium this month. Is that something that you think you can help me out with?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to. Do you have your account number in front of you?
Oh, yeah. Account number. Hang on a second. I just got to Starbucks. I have to tweet this out. Starbucks.
Okay.
Hashtag love.
You just tell me your name. I can start looking up your...
I mean, it's Hassenpepper. Hang on a second. I just don't have that in front of me right now. Can I DM it to you?
DM?
Or something?
DM?
Yeah.
Sorry?
Twitter?
The last name and your social, or the last four of your social. I can start with that.
Yeah, it's Hassenpepper. I said that before. Hang on. I just need to tweet something again. Insurance guy being a weirdo.
Okay,
hashtag give me a break.
All right, hello. All right, let's start over. I can do your name, phone number. You can start with your address.
Are you following me on Twitter? Are you?
I know. I'm not following. I'm first of all, I'm not following you. Second of all, what?
Oh, okay. I mean, I guess you can just look me up on LinkedIn or something.
LinkedIn?
I don't even know what LinkedIn is. Just give me your damn name, please. What is your name? What is your last name? What is your last name and your phone number?
It's hot. Hang on. I just needed to tweet something else. OMG,
no,
this insurance guy. Hashtag, am I right? Oh, wow.
This is a complete waste of my time.
Hang on. I just got my latte. I'm just Instagramming a pic of my latte. What part?
sir, are you actually calling about your account?
And don't you just love the look of a fresh latte?
Take your time at Starbucks and call back when you're prepared with your account number and any information that's relevant to your case here.
Well, maybe I'll just text your buddy Jack to help.
As long as I get the information.
Your buddy Jack set you up for a phone tap. It's Ben Davis calling from 997 DJX.
Oh, my goodness.
You were cracking me up.
Nice job. Yeah, no.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I sort of recognize about half of those terms.
Oh, yeah, Twitter, LinkedIn.
Well done. Nice job.
Thank you. Thank
that you. Blew right by him. As soon as you threw out Jackie's, that didn't even faze him.
No. You're like, look at the kids I'm in for right now.
He was so mad. He was seeing. There was like steam coming out of his ears. You're going to hear it.
Hang on a second. I got a tweet.
Give me your dang name.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, streaming The Ben and Kelly Show. If you are probably working remote, I know you might not even be catching us live right now. Maybe coming back and circling back around on the podcast and ingesting the show later at your own time. I know I saw a survey that said, you know, people working from home are neglecting personal hygiene.
Well, sure. Obviously. I mean, why?
Yeah.
Why?
Why put on makeup? Why get dressed up when...
Let's hope they're still doing deodorant.
You're not seeing anybody. You're not seeing the office.
Yes, but you're still seeing other members of your family. So yeah. For their sakes.
Yeah, but they live...
Let's keep brushing the teeth and let's keep putting deodorant on.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I think there are some essential, like, bathroom and hygiene things that you need to make sure that you're taking care of.
I still have to remind my kids about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, hey, we all been there, right?
I think my kid will be 30 and I'll still be calling asking, did you put deodorant on today and have you brushed your teeth?
Well, I mean, yesterday it was a question of... Hey, how many days has it been since you've showered? And then it was like, all right, how about tomorrow? We put a little gold star on the calendar and say, tomorrow's your shower day.
That's the day.
Yeah, let's just go ahead and say that. But yeah.
I still have to do that to feel clean and to feel like, okay, I can still function throughout the day, even if it's mostly at home.
I got to be honest that if we were forced to do the show from our own houses,
uh-huh,
like a lot of different radio shows and TV, you know, anchors and stuff like that are doing now, I may not be as clean as I am now.
Okay.
I'm still showering. I'm wearing clean clothes. I'm brushing my teeth. I'm washing my hair.
You'd rock the bedhead, keep the jammies on?
I would probably rock the bedhead, at least through the show.
Uh-huh.
I probably wouldn't get up and shower and put clothes on for the show.
Sure.
I'd probably just wear my boxers and my t-shirt and whatever.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope it comes to that.
Really?
That would be amazing. No, I don't really. Legit. It'd be a logistical nightmare for
so
us to pull off the show separately in different houses.
Yeah. But beside
but yes.
that. But like, how many times have you, and I'm sure this is happening a lot more now that people are stuck in quarantine and are telecommuting and are trying to work remotely. How many times have you spoken to someone on the phone while you've been on the restroom, while you've been using the restroom?
Usually, okay, it's just been a select few. It's just because it was inconvenient timing, but I didn't want to ignore the call.
So let me tell you a quick story.
My sister or my husband.
Let me tell you a quick story.
Okay.
One, I do that all the time to anybody.
Oh, great.
If I actually pick up the phone when you're calling me, there could be a high percentage that I'm on the using the restroom.
I was going to say, typically you just don't answer.
I don't. Right.
Okay.
But when I do. So last week, our boss called me.
Oh, my God.
And I see who's calling me. And it was right after we got a Zoom like conference call, right? So
like an invitation for
yeah,
it?
Yeah, okay. I was already on a Zoom. So I had to use the restroom throughout that Zoom call. And I was like, all right, yay, it's over. I can go.
I got a window.
And so I get up and I start to walk to the restroom. He calls me. And I'm like, oh.
Like FaceTime call?
No, not FaceTime.
Okay.
So I'm like, in my head, I'm going, okay, mm-mm, can I manage this? Because it was one of those like critical stages where I'm like, I got to go.
Yeah, once your brain has decided it's
yeah.
time to go now.
Right, your body's like, let's do it.
You can't stop that.
Let's do it.
There's no stopping that freight train.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So uh-huh. So my boss calls and I'm looking at the phone and I'm like, oh gosh, okay, all right.
Just don't answer. Call him back. You call him back. You call him. You answered.
I did.
Did you continue?
I hadn't gotten there yet. That was the struggle in my brain. I'm like, okay, is it going to be a quick call? Maybe it's going to be a quick call. So I answer and I realize.
Is it ever a quick call?
It's not going to be a quick call. So I'm like, okay. So I'm sneaking. I'm like sneaking to the restroom.
Are you muting your end?
I'm not. I can't because he's asking me questions.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm like sweating at this point.
Well, yeah.
For a couple different reasons. I get to the restroom and he's still on the phone and I'm like, he's going to tell. He's going to know.
Wait, you're at your house, right? You're not here, right?
I'm here.
Oh, God, I was going to say, you could say like, you know, the dog is eating the cat or something. Hang on just a sec. I'll call you right back.
There are a million
emergencies that you can make up at your house.
No.
The reasons why you got to call him back.
Right. No. So I'm sitting there and I enter. It's an empty building.
Right.
It's after the show.
Uh-huh.
And so I enter the stall and I'm like, okay, I've got to do it. I've got to do it.
He notice you're echoey at this point? Cause you're in the bathroom.
My body is saying, you know, my mind's telling me no, but my body's telling me yes. And so I get there and Kelly, I am praying. I am praying to whoever is listening.
Uh-huh.
That there's no noise.
Oh yeah. There's always noise. There's always noise. There was noise, wasn't there?
I am like, okay. And I'm like, have a buckle. I'm like trying to unbuckle. And I'm not on the phone. I'm like, okay. I'm trying to do it with one hand. And like hold it with my ear against my shoulder.
Oh, my God.
And I tried to, and even sitting, I tried to hold it as long as I could to try to, like wrap things up. But my body, again, my body was telling me yes.
Oh, my God. I have such a mental picture I'm so angry about right now. I don't want to see it in my head.
And so I think he knew.
Okay.
I think he had to know.
Did he?
Because there was noise. I think he had to know, but it was unspoken.
Okay.
It was an unspoken, like, I understand
you
what you're doing.
Called it an inconvenient time.
Right.
it was inconvenient.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like you can just bang on things around just to make the noise.
No.
Because then that's obvious where you are, too.
Yeah, I mean, I left the stall door open, too. I didn't want to risk even had the stall door creaking.
Right,
you
absolutely.
Know?
Yeah, no. I don't even bother closing the stall door anymore anyway.
So my whole point was, you know, people let their personal hygiene kind of go when you're working remotely there.
Okay, I forgot where we started. I always forget where we started.
I always forget where we started. On 99
Indiana equipment.
All right, get the word wine into the website. Wine.
W-I-N-E?
Yep, like what you drink.
All right.
Not like what your kids do.
Okay, fun.
All right. W-I-N-E, get that in. WDJX.com. You can be $1,000 richer by the end of the day here as part of Kentuckiana Cash Relief, brought to you by Southern Indiana Equipment on 997 DJX. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour here throughout the morning. Kelly K.
I saw this on WDRB's Instagram. It was pretty amazing. A 47-year-old mother of five in New York back home after beating COVID-19. So they had like dozens. It looked like the entire hospital.
Uh-huh.
All lined up, wearing their masks, clapping and cheering for her as she's wheeled through the halls into the arms of her sobbing husband. Pretty emotional scene.
Wow.
Yeah. She finally gets to hug her husband. That's courtesy of the Staten Island University Hospital, Northwell Health. So pretty amazing, powerful video there. I mean, you can imagine with five kids and a husband at home, they have been missing her and super worried. So some great news coming out of this whole pandemic thing.
There
we'll
you go.
Tweet out that video if you want to see it.
Good deal.
At Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, feel good. Do it's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Again, wine is the word that you want to get into the website at WDJX.com, W-I-N-E. $1,000 could be yours by the end of the day as part of Kentuckiana Cash Relief here on DJX.
State of the Bar story. Can I give you a quick one?
Sure.
All right. State of the Bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without disobeying the mayor's orders to stay home to go party when your husband's the mayor, then you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Of all the people that should help set examples.
Right. This is a mayor of Alton, Illinois, Mayor Brandt.
These are very serious times, and I am begging you, please stay at home. And parents, let me repeat, parents, please keep your kids at home. Doing so is vital to our health.
Yeah, so he kind of addresses the city on Friday with this address and including even giving special permissions to the police.
I have directed the police department to use their discretion in issuing citations or making arrests for those refusing to follow the state-issued stay-at-home mandate.
Okay, so then fast forward to Saturday night. Saturday night, early Sunday morning, when Mayor Brandt's wife, Shannon, went out and got arrested for partying.
Where was Shannon? Shannon, what were you doing?
So
what's happening?
Made a statement saying, my wife is an adult capable of making her own decisions. And in this instance, she exhibited a stunning lack of judgment.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Police didn't give his wife any special treatment.
Oh, did she get arrested or cited?
She got arrested, according to this statement here.
Oh, dang.
So, yeah, again, if you can manage to make it through the day.
Oh, wow.
Without disobeying the mayor's orders to stay at home and go out and party, especially when your husband's the mayor.
Oh, wow.
You're doing okay.
I feel as though they're going to have some strongly worded conversations. I feel like there are cracks in that marriage. There are cracks.
Right. Yeah.
There are cracks.
She was busted at Hiram's Tavern along with a bunch of other people.
There was a tavern that was open?
And charged with misdemeanor reckless conduct.
Oh, wow.
So there you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's some problems in that area.
Yeah. That's setting the bar.
Okay. Let's not do that.
Help us help you.
Do we know where Andy's wife is?
It's 99.7 DJX. That's setting the bar. Billie Eilish, 99.7 DJX. Not really surprising to many who see her persona and, you know, kind of that she portrays in the public, that she is enjoying the solitude of quarantine.
I've been really enjoying being alone, but it's been nice. I don't know. I feel like everybody on the internet has been talking about, like, they've been on FaceTime all day long with their friends, and I kind of have this feeling of, like, I love my friends. I can't wait to see them. I do miss them a lot, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't know. I'm good. I'm good being alone.
All right. So there you go. You do you.
Well, you know, I bet a lot of celebrities who are used to being surrounded by people, like, all the time and people needing things from them, this is probably a nice break.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. You're right. I haven't really thought of that.
Yeah.
But yeah, for celebrities who are constantly being followed by paparazzi, you know, that's not happening.
Nope.
So that's pretty good.
Yep.
All right. So yeah, yesterday during Governor Beshear's address, he did report that there were 147 new cases, making the total in Kentucky 1149 since the pandemic began, along with seven more casualties to the virus, bringing that total to 65 in Kentucky. He is saying that, you know, just because, you know, that number may seem high, but it is relatively low compared to the rest of the country.
Yes.
Especially, you know, New York City, who now has topped more than I think they even said 9/11 as far as casualties go, that they are equating to the virus. He said that, you know, a lot of this could be because a lot of these labs are now just catching up on the results of some of the tests that people have been taking.
Oh, yeah. I was going around and saying pretty much if you were sick like this back in November and December, chances are you had it. Just nobody knew about it yet.
Well, yeah. And that's why even the Surgeon General is coming out and saying, look, you know, this next week, these next couple weeks could be really, really bad for, you know, Americans. So the need to just continue to be vigilant about social distancing and about being clean and being socially responsible when it comes to leaving only when you need to and only going out alone when you do.
Like, I know at this point, it seems like it's been forever and you feel like surely it's handled at this point. Surely now is the time that we can get back to normal. Nope, not yet.
No, no, especially, not now. And the crazy thing about this, and you know, we've been talking about this, and I feel like we've been pounding it for the past 3 weeks, just the same thing over and over and over again. And I know, you know, if you ever read the comments on Governor Beshear's like a 5 o'clock address, mm-hmm. you know, he kind of goes over the exact same things every single time. Yep. But and it seems like a broken
daily
record.
Reminder.
Right. But it's like people, he wouldn't have to say it.
Yeah.
If you actually practiced it,
there
you know,
people ignoring it still.
Right. Yeah. And so it's one of those things where, you know, you can go around and not have any symptoms, not know you have it, and then give it to someone who could be of a high risk type of person.
At the same time, let's not be violent vigilantes.
Oh my God.
And be social distancing police ourselves.
Are you talking about the?
Yeah. Let's not do that.
The doctor, Norton Commons. Commons. Yeah.
Let's not do that.
No. No,
I understand. Everyone wants to feel like they need to shame other people if they catch them not being socially distant. And there's enough people taking pictures and video and putting it up on social media. But let's not do violent confrontations.
Yeah, we don't attack teenagers.
No, we don't.
Who don't appear to be practicing social distance.
Yeah.
Because then you would be violating social distance, too.
Yep.
By attacking the teenager.
Oh, big time.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's not do that.
What happened?
Hey, when Louisville makes national news, love it. Not when it's like this.
Not in that kind of spotlight.
All right, let's not do that,
guys.
Thanks
so much.
All right.
All right.
Wow, this was a downer.
I know. Well, this is stressful for everybody.
I know.
It's stressful on lots of levels. So I know some people are like, they're sitting home drinking a little bit more. Let's not do that either. Let's not be vigilantes. Let's just do our part. That's all we need to do. Do your part. It's an honor system.
Now, you can... You know, people have said, hey, you can talk and you can say and tell on people.
There's like a snitch line.
But you don't need to approach those people yourself.
No.
Let the people who are trained in approaching people who are breaking social laws and laws be the ones that do that.
And I don't want to risk them like starting to hand out citations. I don't want to be cited for something like that.
Oh, my gosh, no.
Nobody needs that.
No, I don't want to break the law. I'm not. Hey, look. You know what? I may play a character here on the radio, but you know, I'm a law-abiding citizen.
Law-abiding citizen. I may have run nearly naked around the building before.
Listen, that wasn't against the law, was it?
Questionable decisions on video before.
Several questionable decisions daily on this radio show.
Breaking laws, though.
No, not breaking laws. Okay. So yeah, let's all like come together as a community, Southern Indiana, Kentucky. You know, it's going to be up to us to make sure that we stay safe here in this region.
Let's behave. Just behave.
Yeah, Kelly is this close to
mom
and
you.
Kelly is this close to mom and you.
On
the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
You stand right beside Andy and mom people.
Yeah, so it can be Virginia mm-hmm. on one side,
sure,
and it can be Kelly on the other side, mm-hmm. shaking, waving her finger
Listen,
at you.
I got a long neck. I can bob my head. I can shake my finger at you.
Right. All right. Coming up. You know. That being said, we're going to dive into the internet. And there are people that are still trying to look for love in this quarantined state.
I get it. It is. It can be a lonely time when you're self-isolating.
Okay. So, yeah. Craigslist quarantine connections
All
coming
right.
up. Just let me adore you. It's the only thing I ever do. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Streaming thebenandkellyshow.com or on your Alexa or Siri. You can always ask to play 99.7 DJX. You can get live radio, you can get a podcast and all that because, you know, your schedule's all screwed up and I get it. You know, maybe yesterday was your first day of NTI learning and all of a sudden it's like, oh, okay. So there's a whole lot of stuff thrown at you.
Yes. The teachers are learning. The parents are learning to help. The kids are learning lots of different learning.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe you're not listening the way you normally would. So catch up on the podcast, all right? WDGX.com, click listen. This is kind of cool, though. CBS, since there are a lot of shows that aren't able to tape
right.
and aren't able to be on, they're now turning to something that they used to do a long time ago, and that was doing these big screen classics, airing these like movies on CBS that they used to do like on Sundays. But okay. now they're just going to kind of start for 5 consecutive weeks in the month of May. And they're going to offer up some movies like Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Ah, classics.
Yep. Then Forrest Gump, mm-hmm. Mission Impossible.
Sure.
Titanic.
Oh, no.
I know.
My heart will go on. You go. I go.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's going to air all on Sundays yeah. because their normal Sunday night lineup, they're not able to air because they're not in production.
Right.
So... they're going to go with some classic movies.
So, kids, if you haven't seen the classics.
I know. This is your opportunity.
Educate yourself.
Get yourself educated.
Yeah.
Coming up next, it's an opportunity for maybe people to connect, at least maybe on the phone, because there's one thing that we have noticed in these Craigslist quarantine connections is that for the large majority, people are still trying to be socially distant, but still trying to find love.
Exactly. It can be especially tough on singles.
Yeah.
When you're having to self-isolate.
So we call it Craigslist Quarantine Connections. We'll dive into that coming up next after Khalid on 99.7. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Streaming thebenandkellyshow.com. Smart speaker, always... at 99.7 DJX or ask Alexa to launch 99.7 DJX and get us there. All right, when you're lonely and you just want to find love, sometimes you have to dive to the internet, to the missed connection section. And even in these quarantine times, there can be hope.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Quarantine Connections. You want to go first?
Ladies first.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Life is sweeter because of you.
Aw, this sounds very nice.
Woman for man.
Okay.
With so many freaks and weirdos on the net, I don't expect much of a reply.
Oh.
But I'm bored AF, so here goes, LOL.
Okay.
I am more of a Netflix and chill girl than a party at the club chick and want a man that likes a woman with a nice curvy booty.
Not right.
Booty, 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 rocking everywhere. I've been told that my butt is my best asset.
Oh.
Do I sound like your kind of girl? Then just head over to Peeplift. Super easy to find it. If you do a web search for the name, it's right at the top. It's a site me and my girls use to holler at the guys. It'd be super rad if some local guy hit me up on there. My name's Jenny Taylor. Just search for me. Slide up on my DMs.
Wow. She put her name out there.
It's all out there.
All right.
She wants to make sure she is found.
We are going to make sure Jenny gets a date.
Absolutely.
In this quarantine time.
All right, Jenny Taylor.
All right.
Helping you out, girl.
It's Craigslist Quarantine Connections. This is titled, Need Someone to Talk To in Louisville.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's just another day of sheltering at home.
Yep.
I'm bored of TV. I think I got to the end of Netflix. Just want an adult to talk to about adult stuff.
Oh, okay.
Stuff I enjoy but have to live without for now.
Oh, no.
I used to have a girlfriend.
Oh, man.
But it was just on the phone and she was 89 and sassy.
Wait a second. How old's this guy? I'm not sure.
And well, she got a new boyfriend in her assisted living place, LOL. I met her at their cornhole tournament last year, but I can't compete with that hot 89-year-old Carl down the hall.
Oh, wow.
Wow, 80-year-old Carl sounds like a ladies man.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Wow. And he's in person, so.
Anyway, enough backstory. Just trying to practice social distancing and talking dirty to my neighbors. Sure couldn't hurt. LOL. Man or woman, doesn't matter.
Oh, keeping the options open.
All right. I guess I don't even know if this is a man for a woman or a man or a woman for...
We're not sure.
Yeah, who knows?
I'm just looking for companionship.
Just needs companionship.
On the phone.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Again, we hope Jenny Taylor can find a match and...
Yeah.
There's someone to talk to for this person.
Big shoes to fill for the 89-year-old ex-girlfriend.
This has been Craigslist Quarantine Connections.
coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Wow. Kyle, coming up, you know what?
Yeah.
The only way we can really cleanse our souls after a session of Craigslist quarantine connections is with some good panda news, right?
Oh, yeah. Panda news? There's news in the panda world.
Some good panda news, Kelly.
We need that. I feel like this is a good opportunity for some learning.
That's on the way.
Okay.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Especially now that a lot of the CDC and the president even suggesting that going out and if you're in public places where, like a grocery store, that you're wearing a mask, a face mask to prevent you from kind of control, or passing along any sort of coronavirus to other people and to just try to stay safe. There are a lot of people that are kind of doing their DIY masks, right?
Uh-huh.
And the CDC has actually even has a video on how you can turn like a handkerchief into, you know, with like some hair bands into a mask that will do the job.
Okay.
You know, for the public. Another suggestion is something that Chelsea Handler posted a video about.
Hey, for those of you who are in a bind and need a face mask but don't have one, you can just take one of your bras if you have big boobs.
Okay.
Oh, great.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
And go like this and then just
shows
hook it together.
Yeah. All right. So she's putting her bra on her face.
That's
great.
There
you
go.
Another.
That doesn't look weird at all.
Another DIY is to use a jock strap because,
right.
This is actually posted on the website. You can read about it at WDJX.com. But I don't know how knowledgeable you are, Kelly, being a female, of the jock strap.
Yeah, not a lot.
I don't know if your husband wears them or has worn them or has them around the house.
He hasn't really paraded it in front of me a lot.
It is, to be very PG about it, it's kind of like a thong, except it leaves the buttocks exposed completely.
Gotcha.
And it's there's
the straps kind of hug the cheeks, right?
Yeah. There's just like little it's kind of like a bra for your crotch.
Yeah.
So to speak, for men.
All right.
There's one little pocket there, and that's all you need.
Okay.
And that's all it is.
All right.
And so the jock strap would then go over your mouth and your nose, providing the much needed face mask protection.
Okay.
That you're looking for.
All right.
So some DIY life hacks there.
It's a lot. You can, again, find them on the website.
So bras, jock straps, or handkerchiefs, or your old shirts.
Sure. I mean,
any
bandanas.
Any of those will work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any of those will work.
Solid choices.
I mean, even the Prime Minister of Canada is talking about the benefits of the face mask.
If people want to wear a mask, that is okay.
Uh-huh.
It protects others more than it protects you because it prevents you from breathing or speaking moistly on them.
Justin Trudeau there.
I'm going to need him not to say that word again.
Speaking moistly.
I'm triggered.
I think he realized it right after he said
it.
He
did.
Oh, what a terrible image.
Yeah. Is that even a word?
I think he just made it up.
Okay.
I think he just made it up.
I feel like, I feel like moist in and of itself. Oh, I just triggered myself.
So great. Hey, stay safe, all right? That's what we're saying, okay? Plenty of DIY ways that you can keep yourself safe. WDJX.com. Some good news about pandas coming up next. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. We are the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show, streaming thebenandkellyshow.com. Now with they're being quarantined and a lot of people are not going out, right?
Right.
There are some benefits to this. And we've seen, you know, especially the videos of the canals in Venice, Italy. They're finally clear and dolphins have returned.
That's wonderful.
I know. In L.A., it's experiencing some of its best weather and air quality in decades.
Wow.
Because people aren't commuting. People aren't going out, right? And so there's some more good news, some good panda news to report. The coronavirus lockdown helped out Ying Ying and Li Li. They're two Chinese pandas there.
At the Hong Kong Zoo.
Yeah, which they have been trying to get Ying Ying and Li Li to conceive for about 10 years.
Oh, wow. And it's been a decade-long romance in the making.
Right.
Okay.
But see, the zoo had been open that entire time.
Yeah.
And so, you know, thousands and thousands of people would go and they'd go and watch. And apparently that wasn't the right atmosphere.
Okay. So they were a little shy. Like, you got all these prying eyes on us. We're not doing all that.
So, Kelly, you're asking, I'm sure, well, what is the good panda news?
What's the update? What's the update for Ying Ying and Li Li? What happened?
Well, the Randy Twosome caught on camera.
Listen.
They had a moment.
When they've had 10 years of tension.
10 years of tension.
Pent up. I bet it was magical.
Do you want to hear what it sounded like? Do you want to hear what it sounded like?
That,
my friends, is the sound of pandas mating.
That's panda happiness right there.
Big animals, and that was not what I expected.
No, that's not what I expected.
However,
either. Was that more him or her?
I don't know.
All right.
However, okay. that was a happy sound.
That
was it not?
Happy sound. It was a 10 years in the making sound.
That is 10 years of tension. That has finally come through.
I'm so happy for them. Oh yeah. Okay. All right. That's such great news.
I think my favorite part of the whole thing is this. The
They found their mojo.
So
wonderful.
I mean, the dolphins have returned to Venice, Italy. The air quality is better in LA.
This is a sign of good things to come.
And Ying Ying and Li Li have finally found each other.
For special time. Okay. That's great news. A slow clap.
Yes.
Slow clap. Yes. For the panda couple at the Hong Kong Zoo.
Kathy texted in and said, pandas sound like a car that won't start.
A little bit. Yeah, they do a little. Some nervous laughter, too.
There you go. That's your good panda news.
Yeah, good panda news. Slap a feel-good sticker on that, too.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Yeah. 99 cents.
Piano equipment.
All right, get this into the website. Bridge.
Bridge, B-R-I-D-G-E.
There you go, Bridge. Get that in, WDJX.com, and you could be $1,000 richer by the end of the day. Brought to you by Southern Indiana Equipment. Bridge, 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 Bridge. We're trying to help give relief several times throughout the day with an opportunity at $1,000 a day on 99.7 DJX.
18 chances.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So WDJX.com, Bridge, and good luck. I feel good stories every single hour throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX. Kelly K.
So, you know, high school seniors, you know, across the country have been missing out on things like prom.
Yes.
And there were three siblings in Highland, Texas who were bummed about that and decided to get a little creative. College freshman Maura Chapman's sister Grayson is a senior, so she was inspired to do a porch prom with her siblings.
Nice.
I thought, man, we need to do something at least. We just drag out stuff that we had at home and we made it special.
Putting on their dresses and tuxes and becoming the dancing queens. And while the music kept playing for
a good 2.5-3 hours,
there was still time for Grayson's crowning moment.
We used my crown to just, you know, make it an even more real experience to have that element of prom queen and king in there.
And even though these three weren't surrounded by friends in a high school gym,
it was just kind of a little family moment that we'll, like, always remember.
Nice.
Yeah, brother and two sisters just having the best time for 3 hours, playing music, dancing. They had little lights kind of hanging from the ceiling.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and they had decorations, the whole deal. So it was a great little idea there. I'll tweet out the story at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. Feel good. Do it. But 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Remember the word bridge, B-R-I-D-G. Get that into the website, WDJX.com, and you can be $1,000 richer by the end of the day. Did you happen to go outside last night and take a look up at the sky?
Sure did.
At the pink supermoon!
It was
moon.
Big and aggressive. Yeah.
It was haunting.
It lit up the night.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That I walk outside, and I knew that it was the pink supermoon, but I was like, wow, is that a harvest moon? And I was like, no, harvest moons are like in the fall.
Although it wasn't really pink, I would say, yeah, in color. It was more like a gold.
It was a gold, but yeah, I think you could see pink in certain, of the parts of the atmosphere there. But yeah, okay. The pink supermoon last night, my gosh.
Big doings.
Have no idea if it's happening tonight.
Not sure.
Hang on.
Usually those things are just like one night kind of deals. You're looking up the Farmer's Almanac? Really?
We still get these mailed to us every single year.
Okay. Wow.
The 2020 Farmer's Almanac.
I was kind of today years old when I learned they still printed those.
Really?
Yeah.
We get them every year.
Well, I don't see them. They're not mailed to me.
Well, I don't feel like you look either.
No, I don't.
All right, hang on a second. I'm going to attempt real quick to
are
see what the
Are we doing real-time research?
Farmer's Almanac says.
In a book?
What
is it
is
in
this?
The table of contents? Like Supermoon. Go to this
month?
Page.
Month of April. All
okay,
right, here we
what's
go.
What's happening April. In April?
What are we? April 8th.
8th.
All right, let's figure this out. According to the Farmer's Almanac. Oh, well, it says there's a new moon on the 22nd day.
That's not now.
That's not now.
Mm-mm.
What about the... So on the 7th day... Oh, on the 7th day, there's supposed to be a full moon.
Okay.
Farmer's Almanac even called it.
There it is.
Full moon, 7th day, 10:35 p.m. Wow!
Fully accurate.
They didn't call it a super moon, though.
No.
They called it the full moon, though.
But they are correct in saying
Holy
that it was
cow.
Full. Yeah. They had the exact time and everything.
They do!
Dang.
All right, what does it say
That's
for the...
bold to print that.
Right?
It's very bold.
Put that in print. Let's see what they have for the 8th. This is, again, I'm literally looking up the Old Farmer's Almanac for 2020. This was founded in 1792.
It's like they've been predicting the future for a very, very long time in print form, and you probably just didn't even know it.
And now the news for farmers!
Oh, my God. This is riveting.
The sun rises at 6:14. The sun will set at 7:19.
All right.
And get those crops tended to.
Okay.
13-hour day.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Does it have a Netflix schedule in there?
No Netflix schedule.
All right.
It says the age of the moon is 16. I have no idea what the hell that means.
What does that mean?
No, it says 15. Okay. Sorry. All right.
That's really all you're going to learn?
Yeah.
From the Farmer's Almanac? That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. What other information does it offer?
Oh, like, my gosh. Kelly,
what?
This just in.
Breaking
Hang on a second.
From the next page of the Farmer Almanac?
I did. I flipped the page. What? Hang on.
Okay.
Breaking news, Kelly.
All right.
This from the 2020 Farmer's Almanac.
Oh, my God.
Kelly, remember when I said just a couple minutes ago that it predicted that there was a full moon, but I said it didn't say anything about being
moon.
A supermoon
yes.
or being a pink or whatever? I flipped the page.
Oh, nay, nay. There it is.
On the 7th day of April.
Uh-huh.
It'll be a Tuesday.
Yep.
There is going to be a full pink moon.
Oh, wow.
Holy cow.
Man. How in the world did they predict the future with crazy accuracy?
It's back just, in 1792.
Well, I don't think they wrote that in 1792.
Anyways, look at that.
It was printed
Guys,
a little bit more recently.
That we're an educational show here.
Mind blowing.
I'm just going to continue saying it until someone actually listens. But
Who needs the internet?
We are an educational show.
If the computer's all shut down because everybody's using them, we got the Farmer's Almanac.
Farmer's Almanac to guide us through.
It's a nice backup.
On 99.7 DJX.
Good stuff.
It's getting kind of used to being someone you love.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. No word on if Louis Capaldi's show can't be still happening at the Iroquois Amphitheater this summer, right?
Oh, probably not.
Yeah, I don't think
we haven't received official word, but yeah, I'm guessing no.
I don't know. Yeah, a lot of shows have been canceled, which pretty cool. I don't know if you saw this on our Twitter feed last night, but a little 90-second concert from a pop artist, Alec Benjamin. So he got on, artists aren't allowed to tour or anything like that, so... from his bedroom, he just sung a little 90-second concert for you. They're up on Twitter at 9970JX.
90-second concert.
There you go.
Fun times.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we'll see if we can get Louis Capaldi to do something like that. That'd be kind of cool.
90 seconds is about the standard length now for songs.
Yeah. Yeah. And or attention span.
Yeah.
All right. So, Hoda on the Today Show, right?
Uh-huh.
beloved Hoda, she was talking to Tracy Morgan. He is a comedian. He's been on her show several times. Tracy Morgan, you'll remember, he had a pretty bad accident a couple years ago and was kind of off the grid recovering for a long while.
Yeah, it took a long time.
Yeah. So he's kind of back, and they just checked in with Tracy Morgan because he lives in New York, and, you know, New York's kind of a hotbed right now for the coronavirus.
Yeah, so they're just kind of, I guess, checking in on random celebrities?
Yeah, because what else are you going to do?
Okay.
Right?
Oh, well, me and my wife been quarantining here for like 3 weeks, so she's pregnant 3 times. Oh,
okay, so that's out of the gate, Tracy Morgan.
That's not good. Oh, wow.
So
immediate regrets.
Right.
Every week she got pregnant.
Every week she got pregnant.
Oh, what did Hoda's face look like?
Like a deer in a headlight.
Shock and horror.
And just kind of the nervous laughter.
Okay.
We're role-playing a lot now.
Oh, okay. No, he's still talking.
To catch you up, Hoda asks Tracy Morgan how his family is dealing with quarantine. And so he immediately says his wife is pregnant 3 times for the 3 weeks. And then now they're now into role playing.
Oh my gosh, there's too much.
We're role playing. She's playing a young maiden whose grandfather was infected with coronavirus. Oh my
God. Okay, so that's very scary.
You hear
your grandfather.
How nervous Hoda is.
She's like, okay, where are you going? Right. Where are you going?
And I'm the scientist who discovered the cure, and she'll do anything to save her grandfather's life. Okay. Not anything.
Well, you are a creative one.
Uh-huh. Oh my God, this is the Today Show, not the Tonight Show. Tracy, what the heck? What the heck?
So, yeah.
I mean, he did not. That's a classic example of not considering your audience.
Well, yeah. So Tracy Morgan there on the Today Show talking to Hoda live on television.
Oh, Hoda. Oh, poor Hoda.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Hoda. That's just.
If you want to see that whole weird, awkward exchange,
tragically awkward.
Yeah, we've tweeted it out at Ben. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. You can help support some local business by getting on Friday, our website, WDJX.com, right around 9 o'clock, the Kentuckiana Deals, supporting local business there with Noche Mexican Barbecue. It's right there in the old theater there on Barstown Road. Pretty good, by the way. And you can get $50 to spend there for only $25. So you're supporting local business. You're getting yourself something to eat at a reduced price.
Yeah, saving some money. Big time.
Absolutely. So
win-win.
Yep, good deal. That's that goes live on Friday morning at 9. And be listening. We're going to hook you up with $50 to spend there this morning, next hour, okay?
Nice.
So next hour, we'll hook you up with $50 to spend there at Noche Mexican Barbecue on 99.7 DJX. Coming up next, we've got to celebrate a National Dog Day. There is a specific trait that is being celebrated on this day about dogs.
So it's not just, hey, do something special for your dog today?
Yeah, I think like it was like Dog Awareness Day or something like that was earlier.
Okay.
But this is different.
Dog Awareness Day, being aware of dogs?
Yeah, sure.
On planet Earth.
Hey, look, that's a dog.
I love that there is like the most random little
holidays. Exactly. 100%
of note.
But I will tell you that I probably spent 30 minutes this morning.
That's a hefty amount of time.
Researching this particular day.
Is it worth it? Is there a payoff?
There is.
Okay. If you're going to invest that kind of time, I'm going to need.
Kelly.
My expectation
Kelly,
for the payoff is
Kelly,
pretty high. It's pretty high of expectations.
Have I ever disappointed you?
Oh, here we go again.
Have I ever disappointed you?
I'm good for you.
I'll give you a payoff.
I got the goods.
All right, so that I'll tell you exactly what day it is that we need to celebrate.
Okay.
And yes.
Is something we need to mark on the calendar?
Absolutely.
All right.
All right, coming up next on 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Every day there's those weird, random national holidays that kind of spring up. And so when I saw this morning, I thought, you know what? We need to celebrate this. And I then proceeded to spend about a half an hour researching this subject. There's a payoff, Kelly. Don't worry.
Okay, I'm nervous.
Yeah, you should.
I'm nervous. Because you spend your time on weird things.
Yes, I do. Can I please welcome you to National Dog Farting Awareness Day?
Oh my God. Now I'm connecting the dots. This is why you spent a half an hour. Dog Farting Awareness Day?
So I went on YouTube.
Of course you did.
And just looked up videos of dogs farting.
For half an hour.
That, these are
that
just,
had hang time.
These are all just dogs.
Dogs
that are farting.
Our dogs are like silent but violent. Like, I've never really heard it
before. This is how I spent my time before the show this morning.
Wow.
On YouTube. Look, I've got, Kelly, I've
how
got.
How many do you have?
I've got 45 more seconds of it.
Oh, my God.
What the hell?
Monty, no, honey.
No!
That was the famous one where the dog farts and then the cat pukes off the shelf.
Oh, God. Oh, wow. The cat puked? Oh, must have been bad.
Again,
what is wow?
Again, listen. We are a respectable, educational morning show.
Nothing respectable about that.
And we are just celebrating National Dog Farting Awareness Day.
We're just passing along information.
I spent a good half hour of time researching on the internet.
How many videos deep did you go?
I went pretty deep.
Okay.
This is too much. I love it.
Brittany just farted.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
And then this one. There you go.
Oh.
I think probably one of my favorites though.
Okay. I might have to actually watch one with cat pukes.
One of my favorites.
I might have to.
What the hell?
Monty, no, honey.
Monty, no. That one makes me cry.
I can't. I can't breathe. I can't see. Oh, it's dumb. Oh, it's so dumb. I can't.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and use the payoff term loosely.
Okay. All right.
However you choose to celebrate, know that today is National Dog Farting Awareness Day.
Brittany says, I would have never even thought to look up something like dog farting, but now I am. Thank you. Thanks for the information.
It's Ben and Kelly 99.7 DJX, streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com and on your Siri or Alexa. Just ask. Play 99.7 DJX. You can get live radio. You can get our podcast. A lot of stuff on the podcast already this morning. Everything from ants on pancakes to SpaghettiOs, Florida story to how to use the bathroom while talking on the phone on teleconference.
Oh, wow.
Craigslist quarantine connection, yeah. Which if you missed, we got that coming up for you.
Yeah, it's also up on the website.
Good panda news. Today is also National Dog Farting Awareness Day. So yeah, a lot of stuff to sift through on the podcast to check out if you missed.
I mean, who knew?
Who knew listening to dogs farting on the internet was going to be so fun?
You spent a half an hour.
I did.
Watching videos. Missy's like, my dog farts and runs from it.
Yeah. All right. It happens.
They're violent sometimes.
It happens. Holly,
as we learned.
Text in and says, I'm dying. Yeah, well, it is random there. So
let's celebrate.
Right. However you want. Like we said and alluded to, if you miss, there are those opportunities to at least talk to someone. It is tough being in quarantine, but you got to reach out.
Yeah, I just want to connect, especially when you're nursing your broken heart.
Yes.
After a tragic breakup.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we dive into Craigslist quarantine connections.
And I'm not going to lie. This woman fully puts herself out there. like we're talking name, you can get in touch with her.
We got that coming up for you next. Run away. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. I need to hit this for you because today is an anniversary, guys. I need to hit this.
So many things to mark today.
I need to hit this button.
What is happening?
And I'm going to tell you why. This is our sports segment, by the way.
Sports! Sports! It is commendable. You have tried to weave sports into every single show.
That's right.
Despite the fact there's really not any sports.
As much as people would like to try to erase the memory, it was on this day, 7 years ago, back in 2013, that the magic happened there as U of L took on Michigan for the championship and...
Well, they just have an answer for everybody.
And that will do it as Michael completes the emotional journey to the championship.
There you go.
That's great.
Wow.
What year was that again?
2013.
Oh, 2013.
National championships. Hang the rehang the banner.
That is rehang the banner. A little asterisk of sadness.
A little asterisk. It was on this day 7 years ago. Louisville beat Michigan 82-76 for its third NCAA championship.
Oh wow.
You know what? You can take the banner off. Down from the Yum Center, but you can't take that memory from our hearts.
You can't take the banner out of the hearts.
You can't take the banner out of the hearts.
Nope, you cannot.
So there you go. I just needed, real quick, just to mark this day, all right? And that was sports.
Oh, wow.
Sports.
You better now?
I do. Thank you.
Okay, good.
Thank you. Craigslist Quarantine Connections, coming up next. DJ. DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So quarantine can have a lot of people feeling closed off from the world and not feeling the love that they normally do.
Thank goodness we have the internets.
Thank
to
goodness.
Reach out and connect.
Yes.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Quarantine Connections.
Ladies first.
Sure.
Woman for man.
All right.
Life is sweeter because of you.
Oh.
Kind of a romantic start, right?
Sounds like it.
With so many freaks and weirdos on the net, I don't expect much of a reply.
Yeah,
but
right?
I'm bored AF, so here goes, LOLs.
What an aggressive start.
I am more of a Netflix and chill kind of girl than a party at the club chick.
Okay.
And I want a man that likes a woman with a nice curvy booty.
Okay.
Booty, 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 rocking everywhere.
Okay.
I've been told my butt is my best asset.
Yes.
Do I sound like your kind of girl?
Okay.
Then just head over to Peeplift. Super easy to find if you do a web search for the name. It's right at the top. It's a site me and my girls use to holler at guys.
Wow.
It'd be super rad if some local guys hit me up on there. My name's Jenny Taylor. Just search for me and slide into my DMs. That's Jenny with an I.
She just put that all out there.
Sure did.
All right, well.
There it is.
Here's hoping that you find someone, Jenny.
Yep.
Okay.
Wow. Right?
Out the gate.
Yeah.
It's Craigslist Quarantine Connections. This one's just titled Need Someone to Talk. Louisville. Just another day of sheltering at home.
Same.
I'm bored of TV.
Same.
Think I got to the end of Netflix. Just want an adult to talk about adult stuff.
Uh-oh.
Stuff I enjoy, but have had to live without for now.
Now I'm getting nervous.
I used to have a girlfriend, but it was just on the phone and she was 89 and sassy. Wow. How old is this guy?
Wait a second, back the truck up. The girlfriend, the ex-girlfriend's 89?
Yeah. Well, she got a new boyfriend in her assisted living place, LOL.
Oh, wow.
I met her at the cornhole tournament last year, but I can't compete with that hot 80-year-old Carl down the hall, I guess.
Wait, she's into younger guys, clearly.
Well, that and in person, I'm
right,
sure.
Right, yeah, he's just down the hall.
Anyway, enough backstory. Just trying to practice social distancing and talk dirty with my neighbors. Sure couldn't hurt, LOL. Man or woman, doesn't matter.
Oh, wow. Now it's keeping the options open.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I guess we don't really know. All right.
No, that's
well,
man.
I guess.
Oh, it's weird.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
Again, we hope Jenny can find someone.
Yeah.
And then there's someone to talk to this guy.
Yeah.
So
too bad Carl came in, swooped up his girl.
What a ladies' guy.
At the assisted living facility.
This has been Craigslist Quarantine Connections.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
That was a lot.
All right. Another opportunity for you to get in to win $1,000 on the way.
We should probably bribe you for listening to that.
We probably should.
Uh-huh.
Kentucky and a cash relief. Come
on. Indiana equipment.
All right. Homework.
That's your word.
Okay. Yep. H-O-M-E-W-O-R-K.
Yep. Homework. Get that into the website at WDJX.com. I know a lot of students are trying to navigate that homework literally at home with NTI learning for a lot of districts around the area. So homework.
Well, and people are working from home.
Yeah.
So
well, then there's that
double
too.
Double meaning.
Sure. H-O-M-E-W-O-R-K. Get that in. WDJX.com. You could be $1,000 richer by the end of the day. All right, feel good. Do this every single hour. Kelly K.
Okay, so there are about 1,400 residents of a town in Iowa called Earlham, about 30 miles west of Des Moines.
Okay.
Discovered a little surprise in their mailboxes on Thursday in the form of a $150 gift card.
Wow.
It goes to local businesses. There's a bunch of gift cards worth $150 to local businesses. An anonymous donor spent more than $82,000 to ensure all 549 households got $50 gift cards to Westside Barn Grill, the Hometown Market Grocery Store, and Trostel's Broken Branch, a restaurant and coffee shop.
Wow.
So, yeah, the mayor said there have been some bad things happening, and then there's this really good thing. Just kind of tore down my walls. Financially, it's one of the biggest things that's ever happened to this small town. So he got this call on March 26th from a man acting on behalf of the donor who offered to share 100 gift cards. That number was soon raised to 250 and then to 500. It was almost enough to give one card to each house, at which point, you know, the donor then upped the ante to make sure that they all got $150 worth.
Wow.
How fun is that?
That is really cool.
Hey, so, is there anybody out there that wants to mail out like $150 worth of gift cards to everyone around here?
Louisville's a little bit bigger city, Metro I would Louisville? Imagine. Yeah, that would be a little bit tougher to facilitate, but... Just
putting that out there.
All right.
It's a really good idea.
Yeah, it
it's
is.
It's a good idea, isn't it?
That is your feel good.
It's a good idea.
Do that every single hour here. All she wanna do is party on 99.7, DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We're streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com. Again, get the word homework into the website, H-O-M-E-W-O-R-K. At WDGX.com, click win, and you could be $1,000 richer with a little Kentucky and a cash relief brought to you by Southern Indiana Equipment on 99.7 DJX. By the way, coming up on Friday, you can also help support local business with our Kentucky Anna deal of the week.
You spend $25, you get $50.
Yeah, so it's local business. This week, it's a Noche Mexican barbecue. And you can get $50 at Noche Mexican Barbecue for only $25. So that's pretty cool.
Because deal.
You're, again, supporting local business because these guys are just, they're trying to hang on. They're trying to keep the lights on.
Yep.
And
you're saving yourself half. So.
Yeah. So that goes live on Friday morning starting at 9. But if you want $50 to spend at Noche Mexican Barbecue right now, we can hook you up. All right?
Yep.
So give us a call, 502-571-9970, and we'll get you in on that Noche Mexican Barbecue, about $50, for $50 to spend there. So, all right, call in, we'll hook you up, 502-571-9970.
I'm not where you left me at all. So-
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Congrats to Amber. She picked up the $50 to spend at Noche Mexican Barbecue, which, again, you can get that at 9 o'clock on Friday. $50 to spend there. Support local business for only $25. So good deal there on 99.7 DJX. Man, so today, if you're missing out on the podcast, make sure that you're checking it out. We've had a lot of different, like, animal-related things.
Sure.
Everything from some great panda news.
Yes, that is the sound of the panda news.
That is the sound of the panda news. Uh-huh. Of Ying Ying and Li Li.
Listen, that's 10 years in the making right
That
there.
Is 10 years of them Attention. Now finally having a moment.
They weren't about the people staring at them for the past 10 years at the zoo, but now that they can't have visitors in the zoo, they're like, this is the perfect opportunity.
That's right. That's right. And it also being a national holiday, National Dog Farting Awareness Day, we went down the wormhole of dogs farting on the internet.
Oh, my God.
What the hell?
Monty, no, honey. The cat puking.
Oh, the classic moments there.
Classic.
So yeah, I don't know if that was a good tease for listening to our podcast or not.
I'm not sure.
I.
It's a smorgasbord of fun.
We'll say that.
Yeah. It's been a lot. We've gone a lot of different places.
Yeah, WBDJX.com. Click listen. WBDJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Streaming. TheBenAndKellyShow.com, home of the Kentuckiana Cash Relief, where every single hour, beginning at 6, we give you an opportunity at $1,000 a day. So that's pretty cool. All right. So be listening, coming up again at around 10 o'clock for another opportunity there on 99.7 DJX. You know, when you're going out to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus, a lot of the CDC, a lot of world leaders are saying the use of face masks can help.
Sure.
Even Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau offered up his thoughts.
If people want to wear a mask, that is okay. It protects others more than it protects you because it prevents you from breathing or speaking moistly on them.
Moistly? Is that even a word?
Yeah, I think he made it up.
I'm triggered.
He realized.
Oh, what a terrible image.
Yeah. That sounds, no.
Hey, stay safe, guys. It's 99.7. We had the opportunity to talk to a host of Ghost Hunters premiering tonight on A&E, Rochelle Stratton and Brian Murray. The only reason we wanted to talk to them is because, of course, they dive into Waverly Hills.
And we're practically the experts, I feel like.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, you're calling us. I know the premiere is tonight at 8 o'clock. And I figured the reason why you're calling the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show is because we, of course, have been very well familiarized with Waverly Hills Sanatorium.
Yeah, you wanted to talk to the experts because we... have spent several years now broadcasting from Waverly Hills on Halloween, so it doesn't get more legit than that, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, I get
right.
it.
Of course.
I get it. You want to come right to the source for your information.
Right.
I feel like that's the best way to go about it, right?
Well, yeah, we're practically colleagues, so we can just compare notes.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, so the premiere's tonight. So now, are you diving into Waverly Hills tonight, or is that going to be something that's later on?
That episode's going to be aired a little bit later.
Okay.
Yeah. We're actually, tonight, we're diving into Terror Town.
That sounds nice.
Which, yeah, a whole town called us in.
Can you fast forward a little bit just for our sake? Because we're both, I feel like, unofficial paranormal investigators. Kelly and myself,
sure.
I'm referring
to. You
want to
talk about Waverly, don't you?
Yes. Yeah, let's just want a little nugget. Just yes. a little nugget.
Give us a tease for the Waverly Hills episode.
Dangle a carrot.
Can I tell you my experience, and then you guys corroborate, or you can back it up? Okay, so we went down the death chute, right?
That was the chute that they took the patients,
the bodies out
from the hospital, out, so they weren't seen by the public.
Yeah.
And we had gone down to investigate it. We left, shut the door, and then after the door was shut, nobody was on the inside of the death chute. We heard banging from inside.
Like really loud banging.
And I pooped my pants. Oh, yeah.
You pooped your pants?
That was an experience like no other.
Metaphorically speaking, yes.
We have something in common. I've been to Waverly five different times. I absolutely love the place. And the experiences that you've told us about, I've had the exact same things happen several times.
Well, we look forward to taking a look at the premiere of Ghost Hunters tonight. And every Wednesday at 9 o'clock, of course, it starts with a 2-episode premiere today at 8 o'clock tonight.
And we'll be watching for the Waverly episode too.
Yes,
absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You are welcome. All right, look at that.
Wow.
We are professional interviewers,
practically colleagues.
Ah, but that is kind of cool. I always like to talk to people who have had the same experience, or I love it when like Waverly gets put on display for the nation.
Yes, and this particular show, I love the fact that it's almost like a counseling session between the people and the ghosts. They're not like necessarily coming in to like have an exorcism
right.
to get the ghost out. They're just like, no, let's get to know each other. That way you can coexist peacefully and hang out and you know, come. I don't know. No, sir. Nobody. Nope.
Anyhow, premieres tonight, 8 o'clock, A&E.
All right, you know, there you go.
Since you're quarantined, what else are you going to do, right?
Yep.
All right, whatever you missed, it's up on the podcast, WDJX.com. Click listen. Otherwise, have a great rest of your day.
Tomorrow, Throwback Thursday.
There you go.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode.